9:40 on this Wednesday morning. We are spending a lot of time these weeks leading up to the election talking to those that are seeking public office. Joining us right now is Port Huron mayoral candidate Nicholas Labonte. Nick, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thanks. Tell us about yourself. Who is Nicholas Labonte?
Well, I was born and raised in Port Huron, if that's not evidence. And, there's a lot of things that I struggled with within this town. And I think that I want to make it better. So everything that I struggled with, I don't want anyone else to struggle with, kind of thing. That's my main objective moving forward for this office, and a little bit about myself.
Okay. So what's your vision for Port Huron? What do you want to bring to the office of mayor?
Well, I think there should be more communication between people. There should be more meetings than just on Monday. People work on Monday. I think we need to have more people be able to attend. It should be a voice of us, not just individual.
You bring up communication. I've heard that before. You know, people don't know what's happening at City Hall. But what would you do to better communicate? They don't meet in secret. It's public knowledge when they meet. We cover it here on the radio station. The newspaper covers it. Meetings are available on YouTube. So what would you do to further communicate with the public as Mayor of Port Huron?
Well, I think a couple of things that we could actually do to improve that is, I think maybe a Facebook, that would probably help because people are on that frequently. It should be ease of convenience. So even if we do like a flyer for occasionally that went to somebody's door, it's easier to see something there instead of having to go out of your way to do it. I believe it should be something of convenience.
You've obviously been out talking to people, campaigning, and getting their views on what Port Huron needs. What are you hearing from voters? What do they want to see in the city of Port Huron?
A couple things that I've been able to see is there needs to be more things for our youth. There's not enough, and many struggle with that because of it. So there's not, like, that's meant to, there should be more water parks. Those are some examples I've gotten. More like museums that are more interactive for kids. Things like that. Things that children and teens can do instead of being bored and lashing out.
Okay. What else?
Oh, another suggestion that we have is with the fireworks regulation. Much of the regulation harms our veterans. And we need to have one place for it so people aren't having PTSD and aren't having issues again.
Every year, the mayor and the city council sit down and they do what they call a goal-setting session. What would you put on the table if you were the mayor of Port Huron as goals for the next year or so?
Many of the goals I would have would be fix the rental issues that we have. There is a lot of rental abuse that has occurred within our city where it is overpriced and not kept up and fixed. I think we need to have better regulations on that and a better process.
So how would you fix that? What would you do differently?
Well, a couple of things that I'm thinking about doing to fix that issue is having a better system. So many of the inspectors are friends with the landlords, and because of that, that causes them to be like, oh, there's no issue. So, and I think it should also be at random, the inspection, because they're told months and ahead. And because of it, they will put something in front of it, like drywall, so that the issue doesn't look like it exists, even though it's still there. So there's a lot of cover-up because of it. Also, I believe that maybe we can even make an incentive and cut for our inspectors. So when they find something, they're motivated to find more things. That way we can make sure that our homes are good for people to live in.
Okay. I want to ask you about experience. What, I mean, obviously you don't have experience as mayor. Have you ever been on a board or a commission or had any kind of a responsibility, you know, for an organization? And what kind of experience would you bring to the office of mayor?
Well, I am young. I do have lack of experience in that regard, but I have had a marketing company for a short period of time, primarily doing flyers and the like that. That's kind of why I can see the perspective, why there's not enough people communication because of that. That's my major thing that I did as I was the CEO of that. But other than that, I don't have too much.
Okay. So you say you have a vision for the city. You certainly would stress communication, finding things for young people, trying to fix the rental property issue. Anything else that you want to add? Anything else that you would look to do as mayor of Port Huron?
We need to do more for our businesses. Many of them are collapsing, even before COVID, but COVID definitely did a hit. We need to have some tax breaks for our small businesses so that our culture and our identity is allowed to survive.
Okay. On Election Day, as people make their decision in the city of Port Huron, why should they vote for Nicholas Labonte for mayor of Port Huron?
Because I'm going to make a city for us. It's not going to be anyone else's type of city. It's going to be our city. I'm going to talk to everyone. I'm still going to be there. You're not going to wonder who is the mayor. You're not going to wonder who is this. I will be there in the city still. I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to live with you, like in this town. So we're going to make this town a town for us. If we don't like this walk, we'll fix it. It shouldn't be made for any select individuals.
All right. Nick, good luck on Election Day. We appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time today.
It was a pleasure.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
You as well. Thanks. Bye.